Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you for the blessing. We pray that, Lord, today, whoever is going to receive this blessing, let them receive and be blessed, O God. Thank you so much for this blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching.
谢谢大家观看。
Let me go this way to introduce myself. I am from Northeast India.
我来自北印度。
It is very much bordering to Myanmar and close to China.
它离这个 Myanmar 是 我们称之为缅甸吗？还是？对，缅甸就是缅甸哈，是。哎，印度最在缅甸和中国的边界。
Yes. God called me to come to the capital of India, New Delhi.
神呼召我来到印度的首都新德里。
And after some time, I have been called to go to Jerusalem, Israel.
我也曾经也去过以色列的耶路撒冷。
And after I have been to Jerusalem in the house of prayer for all nations.
我去到耶路撒冷的万国祷告之家。 House of prayer.
I met my wife and we came back to India and we started our ministry here.
我在那个地方遇到了我的太太，然后回到印度，我们在一起开始服事。
Since we started doing ministry, it's more than 20 years now.
我们从开始服事到现在已经有二十年，超过二十年了。
The Lord has been preparing us in a very, very special way.
神带领我们的方式非常的独特。
God also gave us an opportunity to travel to many different countries to pray for the nations.
神也让我有这样的一个机会去到不同的国家，去为万国来不同的国家来祷告。So
we travel around the globe to also pray and intercede for the nation.
我们也去到很多不同的地方，为他们祷告，为他们代求。
God also called us to unite the body of Christ, and so therefore we encourage the pastors to get together as one family.
神也是给我这样特别的感动，要联合在基督里的肢体，让众牧者可以一起来同工，一起在主里面来同工。
But I want to focus more on what God has done the last 2 years.
我想跟大家分享一下，在过去两年，神借着我们所做的一些事工。
Due to the pandemic that has spread last year,
在从过年开始的疫情之中。
We were also in response to the government, we were also preparing ourselves to stay on lockdown.
我们也在疫情期间呢，在预备这段封锁的期间也做了一些预备和准备。
So I bought some of the groceries for my family.
我也预备了一些食物给这个家庭。
And you know, then when we were just on the second week, then I heard some people were going in hunger.
我也了解到我们这边有一些人是在疫情期间也是在食物上面有很大的缺乏。
And so I asked my wife if you know, we should take a challenge to help the neighbors.
所以我跟我的太太商量说，我们是不是应该要有一所行动，要来接受这个挑战，要帮助我们的邻舍。
Then my wife said, "Do it according to the Lord's the way that the Lord touch your heart."
我的太太就跟我说，就按照神给你心当中的感动，我们一起来做吧。
And so we share what we have to the people around us.
所以我接下来要分享一些我们在邻舍当中所做的一些服事。
Beginning with that, we happen to help a lot of people around us.
在我们身边有很多这样的一些人，有非常大的需要。
And I should say, God has opened a way for us to minister to many young people, also to many churches, leaders.
神为我们开了传道的门，尤其是年轻人，还有很多的一些教会的领袖们。
So we pastors the leaders from different states, helping the people from different states.
我们在不同的州有帮助和挟持一些不同和牧养一些不同地区的领袖、教会或牧者。
And we also managed to help and equip many young people and pastors as well.
我们也培训了非常多的一些领袖，包括年轻人在内。
And for this reason, we also could get an opportunity to reach out many, many people.
我们也是透过这样的事工呢，传福音给了非常多有需要的人。
Not only with the food item, but also with the gospel.
我们不仅是帮助他们，用一些食物帮助他们，我们也是传福音来拯救他们的灵魂。
We could help many children that are in need from the nutrition.
我们也帮助到非常多的一些小孩子在营养方面的一些需要。
As you have seen in our previous clip, that we could also, you know, cook the food and distribute to many, many people, especially those who are in the medical needs.
我们也不仅是在食物上面给了一些有需要的人，我们也同样也提供了一些在医疗上的物资来帮助他们。
The previous one in the clip that you have seen was outside the biggest medical center in New Delhi.
我们刚刚通过那个视频，我们也看到在那个新德里最大的一个医院的一个外面，我们做的一些服事。
And we also managed to dig the well for the people, those who are very much in need of water.
我们也在一些极其贫穷的地方呢，也开展了一些打井的一些施工。
Because the people, they have to go travel about 10, 12 kilometers to bring the water to drink. So we dig the well, digging more than 500 feet down, and we found the water, and it was really encouraging for the villagers and the people.
因为在那些极其缺乏贫穷的地方，那人要来打水的话，要走非常非常远的路，所以呢，我们在那边就开始打井，打到 大概地下500米的时候才开始打出水来。
And this is the in a picture that you can see. These are the some of the you know work that we have done recently.
这个图片上面大家可以看到，这是我们最近近期来所做的一些施工。
By the grace of God, we could go from corner to corner to distribute the groceries for the need that are for the people that are in need of day to day life.
靠着神的恩典，我们一个个村落、一个个角落去把这些有需要的一些物资送到那些有需要的人身上。So
God has been so gracious.
神是一个蛮有恩典的神。And
God has used us as a used me and my family as a tools to help many many people that are in need.
我们感谢神给我们这样的机会，使用我和我的家庭能够成为他的器皿，来帮助那一些有需要的人。By
the grace of God,
靠着神的恩典,
this year in the pandemic or during the second wave,
在这个疫情第二波当中，第二波的疫情当中,
many people come forward to help us so that we can also get the oxygen concentrator. And also the marks to help the people.
我们也有很多的一些同工来到我们当中来一起帮忙我们的事工，把这些有需要的口罩、面罩、医疗一些PPE 这样子的材料可以送到有需要的人手中。
Though we are still in need to pay some of them, but you know we have done by the grace of God, we have done a wonderful thing because many brothers sisters. Help us and stand by our side in prayer.
我们感谢主的恩典，靠着神的恩典，也有很多的一些同工弟兄姐妹加入到我们当中。我们看到神在我们身上做了非常奇妙的事情。We
have, you know, purchased 500,000 of the masks to distribute.
我们已经分送了大概50万个口罩。
And we also, you know, have been helping to the few thousand families with the groceries.
我们也帮助了几千个家庭在食物方面的需要。
And therefore, you know, I should all say that it is all because of the glory of God.
我们这一切所做的，感谢主，都是为了他的荣耀。
And I want you also to pray for us that. You know, we have been seeing there are many families that are abundant.
我们邀请弟兄姐妹再一次也为我们祷告，为这一些成千上万的家庭的需要，我们再一次为我们祷告。There
are so much in need of the not only the assistance for the physical, but they are traumatized because they have lost their family, they have lost their job. They have lost someone they love.
他们不仅是在这个物质上面有极大的一个缺乏，但是他们在心灵上面经历很多的创伤，他们失去亲人，在灵里面有很多的一些需要，大家一起为他们祷告。We
are trying our best to reach those people that are so much in need.
我们尽可能的靠着神的恩典来把福音传给这一些特别有需要的人。
We have also found when we were helping people, there are so many, many of young children that are malnutrition.
我们也是在这服事过程当中也看到非常非常多的小孩，他们也是特别需要我们的一些帮助。We
thought it would be just few families, but it was beyond our imagination.
跟一些家庭有开始交通，也过一些联系。哇，神在我们当中已经成就了超过我们所求所想的事情。
So please continue to pray for us that we will find faithful co-workers that we can work together for bringing those people also to know the love of Christ.
我们再一次邀请为我们祷告，求神差派更多合用的器皿和工人跟我们一起配搭，把神的爱可以带给我们身边有需要的人。
Many young pastors have started their independent ministries, have lost their ministries.
很多年轻的一些牧者，他们开始了他们自己建立他们自己的独立的事工，但是因着疫情，他们很多受到非常大的影响。有些已经开始很难维持，甚至中断了。
Those people were running their ministries with a small offering from their congregation.
有一些牧者他们在教会当中有开设这个孤儿的事工，一些小的孤儿院建立。
But we have also decided to mentor them and encourage them to continue their journey.
我们也是看到这样的需要，我们有这样的感动，说为他们来扶持、辅导他们，也来帮助他们。
We also deeply feel that we need a place to train them.
我们也是看到，我们有一个很大的感动，就是求神为我们预备有这样的一个 base， 一个这样的基地来装备他们。
And we started praying for a place that we can train those people.
所以我们就开始祷告说，求神赐给我们一个这样的一个地方，一个基地，能够来训练，来帮助这些有需要的牧者或传道人。
Please keep us in prayer that we can do what God wants us to do and accomplish God's kingdom.
所以请弟兄姐妹为我们祷告，愿神的旨意成就在我们的身上，也愿主能够在这件事情上为我们开路。
Yeah, we want to fulfill God's kingdom purpose.
我们一起来完成主的大使命。
Thank you so much for hearing us.
谢谢大家的聆听。
We are very much honored to join you this morning, your morning.
谢谢主，我们今天非常的荣幸能够参加今天的早祷会。
And we expect your prayer support.
谢谢大家用祷告来支持我们。
Thank you so much.
谢谢大家。So what we're gonna do next is those in the list actually is the prayer list request, right?
Yes, we would like you to pray for us. Yes.
Okay. Can we?Yeah, okay. First of all, do we if any of us in this platform have any questions, please raise your hand. Now that we're going to have some Q&A time. Is that okay for you, Pastor RV?
No problem. I'll be happy to share. Yeah.
那我们接下来的一点点时间是刚刚听了这个 RV 牧师的分享，大家还有什么的疑问吗？在我们祷告之前，有什么问题想要来询问吗？好，我不知道宜林师母有什么需要给我们大家补充的吗？
我想牧师他讲的蛮清楚的，就是从我们过去到我们的就是服事的开展一直到过去，就从去年开始神带领我们所以其实神的作为是非常让我们讶异的。那事实上这个疫情带来的这个损伤，就是不仅是在基督身体里面，也在整个社会当中是非常非常的严重，但是我想这就是神要我们起来做光做盐，所以我觉得这真是神给我们神的仆人还有基督的身体一个非常美好的机会，让我们能够不只是去传福音，而是去把福音是真实的能够用一个很真实的方式，就如同五饼二鱼一样分享出去， 那特别他刚刚也是提到就说其实印度孩童的营养不良情况是非常的严重，所以我们从之前就开始做，但是现在就发现在疫情的过程当中就变得更严重，所以这个就是对未来来讲也是非常影响很大。那当就是我们也是看到政府也是说有许多目前八岁以上就是就这个最高法院他们透过这些 NGO 去调查，至少就是双亲或单亲过世的孤儿至少八岁以上，就表示说年纪比较小可能他们家人亲戚就带去照顾，八岁以上或是被父母遗弃的就有30,000多的孩子。所以呢这种情况其实政府也意识到说必须要可以让大家来领养，所以呢我们其实也是刚牧师讲到说我们希望能够有个地方不仅是来装备这些已经服侍而且几乎就是也需要装备几乎都要放弃服侍，就是其实很多在服侍当中的工人很需要再次被装备，而且特别其实我们是想到孩子的部分，因为我们过去我们自己也特别我们曾经就是领养很多的孩子，那到后面呢就是他们的家人把他们接走，因为就觉得很羞耻嘛所以其实有很多孩子都被接回去，那我们有一个儿子是一直都还在这边，所以呢我这些事情是我们以前就做过的事情，所以在这个新冠疫情之后我们又格外的有负担，所以也是要请大家真的是为未来的年轻世代来祷告，未来的这些年轻的工人他们能够被兼顾，能够持续神给他们或是领受新的意向不是为了就是说维持生活而来牧养，而是真的是带着意向，所以这个这些年轻工人的训练事实上是非常非常的需要，所以这大概是一点补充。
好，谢谢怡琳师母的补充。